Happy Easter. Welcome to Back to Square Syndrome podcast. Hope you're well. I'm your host, Ben Gilman, as always. We're here to talk about films, movies, and maybe our friends and famous people on the way out. I'm your host, Ben Gilman. As always, I'm joined by a woman who does want to write the Scottish one with McCoy, Capaldi, Tennant, three fucking times because of the ego, and Shooty Gatwa, that Doctor Who episode of the Scottish people, where they go around tutting at English people for enslaving their people and just going arseholes. It's Helen Watkins. When is that Doctor Who episode coming?
You see, that you just come in with like an entrance like Happy Easter and expect me and Troy to be able to run with it after the normal introductions that you do, and then you go straight into the absolute denigration of my people.
I'm supporting it, mate.
I'm actually a fan
of the Scottish.
Scottish people own your show, and will continue to. I'm good. How are you?
I know. I'm a supporter of Scottish independence, mate. I love the Scottish people, and I don't think they should be dicked about by English people. There we go.
It's true.
I'm enjoying. Really. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Went out the other night, stayed out too late, regretting it, but I enjoyed myself at the time, so
that's because you didn't invite me in, Troy. So next time you invite me in, Troy, we have a good time, right?
Hey,
party time! And I'm joined by a man who really is celebrating the first fictional superheroes, Jesus Christ, and he was also the first one to come back from the dead immediately due to low sales of the Bible. Troy Salmon, let's be honest, Jesus is the fictional thing of any Marvel DC superhero going forward.
what the hell
I got religious
about?
Oh no.
Oh my god,
he came back quicker than Superman.
Hey, happy Easter, guys.
He didn't even wait a week for the next issue, brother. He came out like 2 days later.
Oh my god, this guy
hey. Shockmastered his way through that stuff too.
This if it's Shockmaster get we ain't doing that.
Can we just say, like, if Ben starts a holy war, then it was just Ben that said.
Yes, it was just him, you guys.
Yeah, well, me and Troy never said blasphemy. Anything.
Yeah, don't worry about this guy's blasphemy.
It's always my fault.
I've used the guys. God bless out there. God bless all you guys out there, man, fellow Christian fans. Hey, one and all. Hey, it's good to be here. A bit tired, but hey, this is what we do for you guys, you know what I'm saying? We're tired, you know what I'm saying? We got stuff to do, but hey, we do it for you, you know? That's what we do. That's what we're here. That's what we're
here. We've got a public.
Yes.
We do have a public.
Exactly. We've got some fans out there, and we'll be grateful for everything you've done for us, guys. Everyone supporting and just following each episode, even on YouTube and just basically primarily now on Spotify. So thank you guys for what you guys have done. Keep following.
Yeah. So, I last week decided I cracked over Breaking Bad.
And yes, obviously Troy, you didn't know this, did you?
Troy obviously doesn't care about the podcast because he doesn't listen to it when he's not here. It's such a shame. I think I'm the only person that ever listens to every episode when you're not here.
Guy.
You don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, most dedicated member of staff right here. So I cracked open the first season of Breaking Bad. And I then finished it off this week. And the bad stuff really hasn't happened yet. And you can already see the building blocks of explosions in future seasons. Really enjoying it still. I do like that. So I left it at episode 5, 2 episodes ago. Walter White blowing up a building with chemicals is notoriously fun. And then realizing at the end of episode 7... Oh, you got a crazy hombre there, bruv. That relationship at some point will most probably come off the wall, season 2, come off the rail and go hurtling into a nursery full of school children and blow it up when that train comes off the rails. It's going to be, I can't wait for the cop to find out that Walter White's a drug dealer. My prediction is he goes into remission, but still keeps making drugs for money. That's my prediction.
Okay, what are your other predictions then? Because this is going to be interesting. I should really write these down somewhere.
Not.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to make a note. Hang on. So, remission. Then, go on, next one.
Walter White will be dead at the end of the last episode.
Yeah.
Because I know that the film has got Aaron Paul in it, Jesse. So I know he survives, unless it's a prequel.
Okay, any other predictions?
What's his name? Walter White will put an afro on his head and become Disco Stew. That's a shit one.
You've read ahead.
No, I haven't. I legitimately don't know the ending because I've avoided spoilers for shows I don't watch because you never know. One day you might just crack it open and watch it, and I'm just kind of... My wife's already found out what the spoilers are, and she's like hovering it over my head like the source of Dak. I've asked for no spoilers. I've run away. It's become an in-joke between us right now. She knows, she will watch the end of it. She will read the spoilers of how a show ends before she starts watching it. I don't know how.
Some people don't like tension.
I just like to, I know, because it means it's exciting. I generally believe... I love the disabled son. It's one of the most cool, like, he's disabled, but they're not making a big deal out of it. I kind of like that. That's kind of great. He's a great character. Feels like a real person. Love all the side characters. I'm just waiting for... I would love to see what the wife's reaction is going to be. I wonder what the... I reckon that she will die. I don't know. That's the thing.
Skylar dies. Okay.
I think the whole family will be dead.
Okay. Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I don't know because there's loads of future characters that we haven't met yet because we haven't met Sol yet. I don't know where Sol comes in because that's the prequel. So I do not know. I'm looking forward to it. I reckon it will be bloody gorgeous though. I'm looking forward to it.
It's very good.
I've also cracked open Peaky Blinders.
Oh, so you're
Peaky Blinders. I still have not seen Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, first episode. There's a lot to get your head around historically. It's not a time period I'm familiar with, but the acting's top class. I'm beginning to understand who's who. Off to, I think, a good. I've only watched the first episode, so I'm sure Troy's nodding his head in approval here. Very good acting. Cillian Murphy. I can't remember his name.
Cillian.
Yeah. I really liked it. I'm going to watch more. I'm kind of juggling multiple shows at once now just to test my foot in the water. I think I'll go back to Peaky Blinders. I think it's going to be, because it's 6 episodes a season, it's not such a big ask to get through those. It's a good old British 6 seasons, episodes a season, which I love because we can bang a couple of seasons out a week, 2 episodes a night. And I think...
Right, yeah, I'm quick.
I wonder if it will stop me from watching Breaking Bad, because I'm going to try and watch them side by side. And then I almost cracked up in Stranger Things Season 4 as well, which isn't a good time for me, because I can't be watching too many shows at once side by side, because I'll never get anywhere. So, I did watch Wreck Season 2. Do you remember the duck on the ship, the horror thing?
Oh. Yeah,
that's the surface now at a campsite. They're very smart. So obviously the first season the heroes aren't up to speed. This time, episode 1, they know they got the ground running quicker this time because they know what to do this time. So this is the good part about season 2. We're kind of running quickly and it's good. They've killed some characters off already. I think it's going to be better than season 1 because now we know who's who. And it's kind of punchy. So now they've moved it to a Slovenia hippie camp.
Oh, damn.
And they seem to have built an island where they're going to do the death games again with the passengers and all the people visiting the festival. But I like it. I still love this show. I think it was underrated last year. It's got a good mix of everybody. Gay, lesbian, transsexual, asexual, straight. It's got a nice little mix of shit which is lovely. Characters are all damaged from season one, really. Trying to keep them all together for season two is difficult, but I'm enjoying it. It moves quickly, punches hard.
Okay.
Truman Grayman, who's the she's a really good actress. She was in season four of Sex Education as the sex therapist O.
Oh,
she's in it still. She's really someone I'm watching because she's really just a good actress, and I really appreciate her. And she's a rare. It's nice to see an Asian British actress do well for once, because you don't normally see that, really. Yeah. Very underrepresented part of the UK, East Asian representation. She's one of the few that I've seen punch through since Gemma Chan, which is great. I think there's a lot of twists and turns. From old characters are turning in different places, and I think there's plot armor in certain characters. I would love to be proven wrong.
Okay,
but we shall see. I think it will be like The Walking Dead. Certain characters will not be killed off. I don't think they've got the balls, because it's quite a fun show most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would like them to kill some big characters off this season, though.
Right. Okay.
Really killed a drag queen off. And they nailed the other gay guy to the wall. So hopefully they take a straight character out as well, because otherwise it's going to look pretty... There's a lot of gay characters, though, to be fair, more than straight ones. So maybe that's why it's a bit more... The odds are against... I don't know, you know. But I'm enjoying it. I'm glad some of the more annoying characters are dead, because they are annoying. So that's good. I'm not going to spoil it for Helen because she's seen season one.
But I haven't seen season one yet. No, I'm going
to... You need to watch season one and then come to season two. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. It's on my list.
It's really good. And I think it's underrated because the BBC have not advertised it came back, which I'm annoyed by, because when they don't get to the third season, they wonder why. Advertise your stuff, BBC. I know I want you to lose your TV license, but like... Yeah. Advertise your stuff, man. Sorry. Don't know why I went out there. I'm sick of paying it every year.
God,
and I've also watched a Channel 4 comedy called Big Mood.
Oh, I've got that's queued up for me to watch later on. Is it good? Nicholas Coughlan, isn't it?
They've made bipolar funny, and I don't know how they've done it. I think at a certain point, some people have complained, like, people are a bit sick and tired of the British trope of, oh, mental health, let's laugh, that's another mental health comedy. Oh, God, here we go again. Let's laugh about a fucked up person. I am a bit bored of it myself, but it's the chick from Bridgerton and Dairy Girls. She's having quite a fantastic career. She plays someone who's bipolar, but a blocked artist, and she... It's got a lot of heart, though. They deal with the mental health quite well, but they still put a lot of good jokes in. There is a great bit where her friend tries to get her out of her mental state and stages a Love Actually party in a pub where everybody's a character.
Amazing.
And that's part of the joke, because some of them are like, what are you meant to be? I'm meant to be this. I'm meant to be that. There's even a great bit of two guys who are Martin Freeman and the porn actress. It's just a bodysuit of a woman's vagina. Like, he's got a big willy running around.
Nice.
It's just a naked bodysuit of a vagina and a penis, which is absolutely brilliant. I love it. And there's just loads of great in-jokes. That scene there, and there's also a great scene of... There's even jokes about... Her therapist wants her to take tablets, so she doesn't. So the therapist follows her on Instagram to make sure that she's not lying. So she has to fake that they're having a dinner party. So that it's funny without being too obviously funny, and it is a bit weird, but I don't know. Sometimes the mental health stuff really hits hard, and somebody dealt with it recently. It's well written, and the actresses it's got the chick from It's a Sin in it as the best friend as well. I really like her as well. She's appearing in a lot of things as well, justly so. it's good. I don't know. America doesn't do these shows. Like, we seem to do these mental health comedies so much now, and everything seems to be aimed at mental health now. I just like to see something a bit different. But Big Mood is good. Channel 4 begin to pump out some good one. Big Boys, Big Mood. Can't wait for Big Girls. Big Tits, Big Fanny, Big Boys. Oh,
come on.
Big Dogs, Big Cats. Just do it. Just have Big House, Big Gate, Big Bus. I don't know. Do loads of big. Like, they've run out of titles. It's like big horse. I don't know. Yeah. Sorry. I'm in a good mood. But I have noticed there's a lot of big. One thing Channel 4, BBC could do what Channel 4 do well, though, on their ads, they always advertise the older stuff, the legacy titles. They always remind you of stuff that you've missed. I wish that BBC would do that with iPlayer, like archive everything and just kind of have ads, so you don't have to pay a TV license anymore. Have ads so that you can just kind of and highlight old stuff through trailers and just kind of archive it. That's what they should do. I think they will do it soon.
Do you know what? This is going to get on my high horse. TV license chased me and sent me threatening letters saying I didn't have a TV license because the address that I had put the TV license to didn't have a comma after the flat number.
They're so pandemic. They tried it with me.
And they were sending it to my flat number with the comma saying that I didn't have a TV license. And I was like, did you not look at your database for that address or the postcode?
They're not the smartest people. You don't have to let them in.
And they're like, oh, I didn't let them in. They just kept sending me threatening letters to the point where I was like going, I did get a TV license, didn't I? I did. But like really nasty letters as well. But
have I ever told you the time my friend who doesn't watch TV, he just watches iPlayer. By the way, no, Netflix is, you don't need a TV license for Netflix. I don't care what they say. That's Well, the Netflix, Amazon, Disney do not go under the TV license. They never do because they're not British television. They're international. So you can actually watch them without a license.
Yeah, because that's an app.
This is well known. So they tried it. One day they visited his home. He just opened the door and went, I'm a TV license guy. He went, cool. And slammed the door in his face. And just that's so funny.
To be honest, I do know somebody who's blind, and the TV license came into his place, and he just told him he didn't have a television, and there was like a television in the room, and he was like, "Yes, you do," and he was like, "Well, I can't see it."
I love the cheekiness of that.
And he was like, "It's there," and he was like, "Can you show it to me? I can't see." And they like took him over, and he went, "That's a drinks cabinet."
Oh my gosh. Oh, no.
I just love the blatant, I don't have a television.
But they are thugs, though. They do try and scare people. And it's like a lot of people don't watch the BBC, ITV, Channel 4 now. So if you're not even using the apps, you don't have to pay for it.
Let's not go down this cul-de-sac, because if we've seen like endorsing not paying your TV license.
No. If you are watching them, pay your TV license. I endorse.
Yeah, it. But I don't think we should be telling people ways to not pay their TV license.
If you're watching Netflix, Amazon, or Disney, you do not need to pay a TV license.
I am not part of this discussion.
I am, and I don't care. I pay my TV license. But you don't have to if you're watching.
Pay my TV license.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Right.
I told you about the one time somebody that we support at work, when they decided, have you got identification? He showed him his hairy butt cheeks and went, yeah, there's my fucking evidence.
You do joke, but there was somebody in Bromley who doesn't have a TV license who got taken to court and is facing prison for not having a TV license, who has Down syndrome and doesn't control their own money. Ooh. So it's a horrific system.
And Helen has just parked the car and we're going to get out and walk. Right, okay, so that's fine. Right, moving on. I also watched Jiggly.
What's that?
It's the Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez comedy, romantic film from 20 years ago.
Oh my everybody God. Hated.
Oh my God, you went from that to that. Can't believe that. Oh my God, you actually did it. Ben is bloody, he's officially lost it.
It is.
How bad is it?
It's not as bad as you think it is.
Oh, I think it's pretty bad, but.
Have you seen it?
No, but. If it's not as bad as I think it is, it still could be quite bad in that description.
It's a choice. Ben Affleck trying to Nicolas Cage it is a choice. Jenna, okay, so I'm just going to spoil it for you. Don't ever watch this movie. This movie.
I'm never going to watch this
movie. I'm going to watch it anyway, so yeah.
No, Jennifer Lopez is a lesbian that actually has sex with Ben Affleck, even though she's gay.
Oh my God. Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty, like, that wouldn't happen in real life. She wouldn't fall in love with him and just have sex with him because before she goes back to her lesbian lover. It doesn't work. It doesn't. And there is a delightful disabled actor, though, where he has all the best lines and they don't take the piss out of it. So well done. That is the one thing I will praise this movie. They've got a disabled actor who's Down syndrome and he gets off some very good lines at everybody. And they don't punch down on him. They just learn to love him a little bit and just kind of, all he wants to do is appear on Baywatch. And they finally drive him to Baywatch at the end. The movie's all right. It's not the worst movie.
Okay.
I'm here to defend it a little bit. I don't think it's terrible. It's not one star. It might be 2.5 or 3. It's not the worst movie ever. And I thought, when I saw the disabled guy that they kidnapped, I'm like, oh, God, no. And then you find out Jennifer Lopez is a lesbian and you're like, oh, no, he's going to convert her into being a straight woman. They did the second one, but the first one, the disabled guy was absolutely fine. He was funny, but because he was very funny, like with what he says and thinks quickly, it's very good. I'm very proud that this movie was represented good because even now we don't get this right still, disabled actors. And here it is, 21 years ago, doing an okay job. So, yeah, I'm defending Jiggly. I don't give a monkeys. Come at me. It's not 50 Shades. Now, 50 Shades, you can take the mickey out of that all you like. That is an awful trilogy.
We already did.
Yeah. Trust me, that's bad. This is not...
I was on your head, Ben. I was like, Ben, I was on your head. The whole movie. I was like, Ben, what have you got to be done? I was on your head. I was like, yo.
Well, man, I watched... Tyra Perry's Confessions of a Marriage Counselor.
Oh, you watched it. Oh my God, what did you like it?
That movie went places. At the end, the nerd just hulked out and smashed through some glass. I'm like, what is this movie? Kicks the door down like the Terminator. Has Helen seen this movie?
No, I can imagine though.
It goes places. I wanted to kick the word out of him more because that other guy got away with so much stuff, bro. And Brandy keeps appearing everywhere. I love that woman. She just appears in all my favorite movies now. Every time I turn around, Brandy just turns up. I don't know. Best Christmas ever on Netflix. She's in that.
Love you some Brandy. Yes.
Black Cinderella in the very good Disney movie of the Black Cinderella from 1997, Whoopi Goldberg and everything. Really good. Brandy's just appearing in everything. I'm like, Brandy, she was hot. She was really, still is hot, actually. Still would jump on that. Still break down hot. Anyway, so like, sorry. Hook up your hose. No, sorry. Anyway, I'm gonna shut up now. I sound like a retrobate. No, but Tara Perry's.
It turned you crazy, man.
The movie just kind of goes somewhere, and the ending where she just got things. I'm just like. Whoa, you're just ending it there. And I'm very happy with the husband because the husband did not deserve choice in this movie. The husband won at the end of the day. He didn't deserve what happened to him. Good man. He didn't.
Are you sure?
Yes. No, Troy will back me up on this, I think. Yeah. The way she treated him for no reason, cheated on her husband.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything wrong. He was a good man.
Yeah.
I want Helen to watch this movie now. Just to back me up for next week.
I'm not going to watch that movie. Sorry, I'm not even going to lie about it. I know. I've seen a Tyra Perry film, so I've seen all of them.
Okay.
He deserved it. Troy, what do you think?
Hey, a lot of people say that, Helen, so I can't even
see you laughing, that, yeah. But none of you are arguing with me.
Hey, I can't argue with that because
I've
people
only
say
seen
that,
one entire pair of movies, so yeah. I don't know what happened. So.
Well, no, you've Troy. Seen them all then.
That's right. Troy, did you think she deserved it? He did the right thing at the end? Did you really
sure, go of course. That? Of course he did the right thing. Yeah, of course he did.
And you know what the thing is?
Was a mess,
he's a chemist. Because he's a pharmacist, he's giving her, she still has to go to him for her AIDS medicine. Or whatever it is she's got wrong with her at the end. I thought, that's humble pie.
Spoilers.
Woohoo!
Humble pie.
I wanted him to crack out and go, hey, these are my kids and my hot wife. And he just cracks her out and goes, here's your meds. Have a good day. May God be with you.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, man.
I just wanted to high five him at the end. Man.
Helen's face.
Man just like kissed his wife in front of the old wife, and she looked like there's one thing. She went from like 65 to 75, or was it age 50 years and 50 years? What's up with that? Why is she grandma all of a sudden? Like, wobbly legs. You
know, yeah.
Into an elderly person. Yeah, so. Well, her arse is most probably ruined. That's why she can't walk properly. Right, can we move on before we continue? Right, which one of you two wants to take it? Because I'm.
What on earth was that? Oh my god!
You look like
god.
A jockey coming off of a horse, bruv. At the end of the shot.
Go on, Troy. I don't think I could follow that.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. Is that all your things done, Ben?
Yeah, I'm done, bruv. We just need to move on to the next thing before I continue. Good luck driving that car, Eka.
All right. Okay. Let me start with some movies. Cause I've been watching more movies and shows, to be honest, this week. So I saw something that I wanted to see for a long time. I've finally seen it. It's called, you might guys might have seen it or heard of it. Bodies.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a great movie. We've talked about this when you were away.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I know.
This movie went places. I did not expect this movie to go places.
I was like, hey, I agree with you guys. Hey, I love this movie. I was like, okay. What is all the hype about this movie right now? Because especially when it came out, there was hype everywhere. It was huge. The hype train was insane. It was crazy. But yeah, I said, you know, finally, let me just check this out. I think that was like literally a couple of days ago. Checked it out, watched it, and I was like, I was impressed. I was like, it was fresh, but at the same time, it felt old. At the same time, because like mine is like the old school, like 70s slasher films. Like back in the day, mine of those kind of those sorority things, or you know what I mean? But yeah, two lesbian women going, you know what I'm saying? Going to their friend's meetup and his flipping mansion. I was like, okay. Started off crazy. I was like, okay, he's going there straight away. I was like, all right. I was in. And also, I see flipping Pete Davidson. I'm not all Pete Davidson. I'm like, flipping guy, bro. I was like, flipping Pete Davidson. I was like, all right, okay, we're going. Okay, we're starting off hot right now. This guy's an ultimate douchebag already. I'm like, flipping guy, bro. I can't stand Pete Davidson. I can't even stand him. But he was great in this movie. He was super great in this movie, by the way, Pete Davidson. But yeah.
What I love is the friendships of, because the main character had addiction problems. Mm. The whole film centers on the friendships disintegrating and not trusting each other, and it goes places. Distrust.
Mm.
It just kind of feels like a hurtling train. Because, like, obviously, the best horror is when the people don't trust each other. And when you're in that situation, the best horror movies are the ones where, especially when you don't know who's behind it, which is what this movie does, you don't know who's behind it. And there's everyone finger pointing. And it's just distrust and bad decisions are made.
Well, it's so that climax at the end was insane. I was like, oh my days. And what was revealed at the end is, I was like, okay. This was awesome. Okay. It's such a trivial, simple thing that I was starting this whole thing off because it's being an idiot. I was like, okay. Hey, anyone out there listening to what I'm saying right now, hey, you're going to love this movie. Hey, you're gonna like this movie, I guarantee you. If you're like
you have to avoid spoilers, so be very careful.
Exactly, because they're out there. Trust me, a lot of like stuff people reviewed in this movie, a ton of people. So this was like a big movie that came out. It was like hype. It was crazy. It was everywhere. Yeah. So at the same time, did you guys enjoy it as much as I did?
I was thoroughly entertained.
Same.
There's a lot of new generation horror movie. I know I complain about sequels, but there is just as many good new horrors coming through in the last 5 years or so I've seen.
Yeah.
Where, like, I think I'm excited by horror because it's just so. Then, and it's not just horror directors doing it now. There's a lot of directors who are just coming into the horror and then they can go off and do something else. And I really am excited by it for the future of horror. I know there's a lot of franchises, and after a while, you get sick of them. Like, well, I'm sick of Ghostbusters now. After this movie, I don't want to see
them. I like
the new Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, but it's gonna be like another one and another one and another. It's what I don't want to see is numerous 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them. That's the problem. And with
but
horror
people
now,
love cinematic universes, though. That's what it is. It's going
to
be a Ghostbusters cinematic universe.
That stuff's more tired than and Grandma's Snatch. It's more dusty down there than that. More tired than. So I don't know where I'm going with it.
Where did you go with that?
More tired than that. Ghostbusters.
That's another thing. I'm a massive Ghostbusters fan, by the way, and I was like, the new movie was too much.
Everyone's a Ghostbuster now. You're not special. Everybody's a Ghostbuster. I just looked at them and went, why is the receptionist being a Ghostbuster? What's this?
Oh, there were some fun cameos, though, and like some funny bits. I quite like it. It was what it was. Perfectly fine.
Kids running around with proton packs. That was like,
fine.
Perfectly fine. I tell you
it's better than Marvel and Star Wars, at least.
Exactly. Could have been another Marvel movie. Have you guys seen Infinity Pool?
Hold up. Can I?
Yes.
I want to go back to. Can I go back to Ghostbusters?
Hey, Ben, finish up, and then we're gonna talk about Infinity Pool. Go on, talk about that. Yeah, go on, go ahead, go on.
I did like the love story that was in the movie. That's very sweet. But we can go back to that now. That was a good bit. Well done. Empathy, it's on my list, so be careful. I've got it on now.
Go ahead, I'll let you go on. Take the floor, Helen.
I just really liked it. I was like, it's so original. I mean, I love a little it was a nice little twist on you and the little time loop movie tropes, I think. But it did it in a slightly different way.
It was interesting.
The biggest thought I had from it was like, God, Mia Goth's English accent is so annoying, but then I realised that's her actual accent.
Yeah, girl, what you gonna do? I was like, oh my, that voice of that nails on the chalkboard.
Honestly, it was like nails on the chalkboard.
But in the best way possible.
I thought it was going one way and then it went another and then it kept going. And there was a couple of times where I had to stop it and go, right, no, hang on. Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on.
I think I must have missed something, but I didn't miss anything.
Well, that's the best part when you're trying to keep up with it, when it starts running.
And then it just sprinted towards the end, and it was like you're never quite sure what was real, what wasn't, who is real, who isn't, who's a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy. It was a lot of fun. Good body horror, good dystopia. Bit of a folk horror as well because of
a little bit of folk horror there.
Setting and like this, so we're in a weird place where the customs are different to our own kind of thing, which is very definition of folk horror, right?
Yeah.
But just it's been so long since we've had like a really original thing like that.
I was surprised how good that was. I was like, the trailers got me like that. I was like, that trailer awesome. I was like, which movie? I was like, oh my gosh.
Saying that though, I am looking forward to the Ready or Not sequel that's apparently in the works.
Wait, hold on. Ready or Not sequel?
They're getting a sequel, yeah.
Yeah. The first one slammed it. First one was
the
amazing.
First one was fucking brilliant. I managed to get my husband to watch. He doesn't like horror films. But I keep telling him, you're going to like, you like stupid film, like stupid horror films. Like, you know, the really like wacky ones.
Yeah.
So if I say to him, I think you'll like this one, he'll trust me and he'll watch it. And he liked Ready or Not, and he liked, I thought he would like Happy Death Day as well. That's the kind of thing that he likes.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Oh, my little sister, she loves that Happy Death Day. She loves
the sequel's really good as well. The sequel just goes over that ground again. You're like, this is ambitious, mate.
Yeah.
Second one, like, completely forgets the
second,
homicide.
The second one is like, because I said so, fuck you. Like,
the second one does not give a hootin' tootin' F word about it. It just,
it's like, it's like, this doesn't make sense, and that's not your problem.
We're going to get ambitious now.
But yeah, Infinity Pool, definitely worth a watch if you've not seen it. You've not seen it yet, have you, Ben?
No, I'm going to watch it soon. It's on my Now TV list.
Definitely give that a watch. I think you'll like that a lot.
What is next?
You gave me them Purge vibes from The Purge. You gave me that Purge vibe.
Yeah, that kind of
thing. I was like, yes, it's nice.
It's a bit of social commentary as well. Like,
yes, a lot of it, yes.
It's not subtle either, is it? No, you can do what you want when you're rich, basically.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, you're going to get it done.
The rules are very different if you have money and you know the right people.
Yeah, I was like, the stuff they got away with, I was like, I was watching it, I was like, damn, just imagine you had that ability, I ain't gonna say too much, but yeah, damn.
Yeah, it's Purge vibes, isn't it? I've just caught, yeah.
The whole town, the whole city is incredible. Oh my god. Well, anyways, but yeah, don't go too deep into this because I was about to do a deep dive. I want to watch that movie again. That was a great movie.
I think I'm gonna have to watch it again, with the knowledge of what's happening in mind.
But does it, Troy, have you watched Saltburn yet?
I literally got on my list. I was wanting to watch it today, but I said no.
Next week we have to talk about it. I want to see when you're watching it. Can you give us?
I kid you not. Because literally, I put it up from starting for like 5 minutes. I stopped it because I had to go do something. Troy, so I was literally watching it.
When you're watching it, do what I did to Helen. Live chat us as you're watching it because I want to see your reactions to what you see. Just let us know when you get to the bits.
Okay, all right.
I will keep my phone next to me when you start watching 2 hours of the most harrowing movie I've seen in years. Where you're just like, bodies, afterwards you feel exhausted because you've gone through it with them. That's exactly how you're going to feel with Saltburn. You're going to be like, I need to go take a shower.
Yeah, it's true. You do. You will need a shower.
Hey, at the end of bodies, I was like, the whole house at the end of it, like, you've got to be kidding me.
At the end of Infinity Pool, I felt about that as well. Like they're all in the car on the way out,
they're casually walking. It's insane. But yeah, don't say too much because Ben's got to check it out. But at the end of it, you're like, you feel like you're him at the end of the movie Infinity Pool. I'm like,
right till you get to Saltburn, that movie will make you never look at that actor again when he does the stuff. I can't say who because I'm not spoiling it, but just you wait, Troy Salmon. Helen will tell you it was some of the funniest thing. I was just texting Helen as I was watching it, and she sat back and knew.
I kept quiet. Yeah, I wasn't like, "Oh, you say,
you haven't got there yet." She just let me just talk.
Hey, I kid you not, you guys. I was like, I was sitting down. I think I literally lights off. Laptop was like, the TV is right there. I'll get ready to watch Saltburn. It's like, starting up. It was all in dark around me. I was like, oh, damn, I gotta do some stuff. I can't watch it. So I was getting prepared for it. It was gonna be a whole theater experience, man. It was about to be great.
My favorite bit was when Ben texted me. He was like, I thought this was a love story.
Yeah, I totally didn't think it would be. Because the trailers do not tell you what it is. The trailer doesn't really give it away.
Did you know that they were cutting different trailers for different things, though? So if the trailer was being shown before a horror film, they cut it like a horror film. If it was shown before a romance film, they cut it like a romance film.
That's the one I saw.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's diversive, to say the least, but I'm with Helen on the, it's really good. It's a classic place.
Don't think too hard is the other thing I would say. Like, it'll start to unravel if you think.
Just enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Enjoy the ride. Because it's exhilarating. The fact it's English makes me very proud. Like, Jesus.
Okay. All right. I see.
Sorry, I derailed that. What else have you watched, Troy?
Yes. Because obviously I saw Bodies. I saw another movie, The New Roadhouse. I've seen that.
Oh, how's it going?
Is it any good?
Hey. I wouldn't say as good as the obviously Patrick Swayze because that was incredible.
Oh no, but that's impossible. Like that.
You know, Roadhouse. Come on, you can't be
Roadhouse.
J.J. the whole Dennis done his thing. You know, in that movie. He's obviously a cage fighter in the movie, as you can see the trailers. And he goes to this, you know, basically gets a job at some point because he's kind of a down and out at this point because of what happened in his career, in his fighting career. And he goes to this the Roadhouse, owned by this girl. And there's some secrets behind the Roadhouse in this movie. And let's just say, my boy, Conor McGregor. The Conor McGregor, you know, the legend out here, the beast.
He's incredible.
He's insane in this movie. He is exceptional in this movie.
It's insane, Conor McGregor.
This is his movie. This is his movie. That's all I'm going to say. This is his movie in your own house. And he just like, you know, so big, good, bro. His intro in this movie is like, what, like probably top 10 best things like in cinema, bro. I love his intro. It's incredible. As a villain, it's insane. And I loved it, man. This is just him being himself. Like, no acting involved. This is just him. Walking around being a nutcase. I'm living love it, bro. I was like, oh my gosh. Because he's basically this guy who's basically come out of prison. The villain's the son of this hardened guy who's in prison. And he sent Conor McGregor to go basically take out Jake Gyllenhaal. That's basically the plot, main plot of this movie at this point.
I think that's the plot of the original.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So that's pretty basically like a play on similar to the original one as well. But it's just it's hey, and the thing is the scenes as well, there's a lot of humor in this as well, by the way. You think you're like, hey damn, where's the humor coming from? You don't think it's that humorous, just judging by the trailer, you don't think it's that way. You think the only humor is coming from Connor. But there's a lot of humor coming from the actual villains themselves, because some of the early villains are kind of like comedy characters at some point. You see him and it's just getting taken down by Jake Gyllenhaal easily. And then it builds up to Conor McGregor's intro and about midway through the movie. And it kicks off from there. And I loved it, man. Hey, I will say something though. The first part of this movie, the CGI, the questionable as heck, bro. It is questionable. That scene. I was like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, what is this? There's like an intro scene with the first part of the movie where Post Malone, the rapper/singer Post Malone, he's in it. He's got these tats and he's supposed to be this underground fighter start the movie off. And then he's just punching this guy. And I'm like, here's a CGI. I'm like, why are you using CGI for punches? What? How's that making any sense? Sweet. Just throw some fake punches in there, make it look good from the camera angle, something. Why are you using CGI for this?
I hate CGI in movies now. There's too much of it.
It's ridiculous. So that first part was ridiculous, but the rest of it was solid. It was solid for me. If you watch it, you're going to be cracking up. As soon as you enter the frame, you're going to love it after that.
Conor McGregor, that's all I need to hear, the word Conor McGregor.
It's his movie. When you see him, you're like, oh, yes, now it's getting good. Now it's about to get good.
Conor McGregor is Conor McGregor.
Yes, in the best way possible in this movie. This cheese. But great cheese, you know what I'm saying? Just like in the best way possible, the fighting movie. You know what I'm saying? Real action movie, this is it. Roadhouse, that I loved. Mid to the end of this movie is incredible.
There aren't enough films where a man gets kicked to death.
Be more.
Especially
if it's politicians. Why don't we do a Roadhouse show where the public can beat the crap out of a politician?
Because I would literally not have the energy to punch the people that I want to punch enough.
I would.
He's always saying, I need more damage. I'll bring
a padlock and then just knuckle them in the face with the padlock. I've got a heavy duty padlock, which I could just kill people with right now.
Wrap around your fist.
Yeah, just put my padlock here and then just, yeah. It would do the job.
Yeah. Clean out. Yeah. Shout out to Conor, man. Jake Gyllenhaal. Wouldn't find Jake Gyllenhaal. Legendary actor, man.
I reckon we should get Tom Hardy to do it. He's a bit tasty, and he does jujitsu in his own life, doesn't he?
Oh, so yeah. I saw his matches as well. He's really good at judo. He's a really good judo guy. He's solid. He's a solid champion. Yeah, he's really good. But is
Jake Gyllenhaal believable, though, as the Roadhouse man? Because he's
I believe it, but the flashbacks are kind of suspect. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
flashbacks though, but when he's actually in Roadhouse, when he's like doing the normal storylines, going around fighting these people, because basically they hire him as like a bodyguard. She hires him as a bodyguard too.
Yeah,
he's cooler, isn't he? So he's believable in those scenes, but the flashbacks, the main fight scene, I'm like, I don't know.
Because the thing with the original is like Patrick Swayze is so unbelievably perfect and pretty in it. We're supposed to believe that he spent a lifetime scrabbling in the dirt fighting people, or he's not
Patrick Pretty Perfect Boy Swayze. He's He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Yeah, he's not got a scratch. Like, he's not got a broken nose. He's
We've
not
seen
got
ghosts, Dirty Dancing.
Cauliflower ear or no anything damage, like that. No, like, there's no damage. He's obviously got all of his brain cells still. Like, there's no.
Tom Hardy looks like a prison convict. He'd do it. He's an ugly bastard.
Yeah, he's
and
worn.
Jake Gyllenhaal's quite an ugly boy too.
Yeah, but I'm not talking ugly. I'm talking like looks like he spent a lifetime taking punches.
I want to see them in a movie where they could be called Jughead or like Jug Ears, and they could be the ugly brothers that get in prison.
I think Jake Gyllenhaal's famously in a film called Jarhead, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's Uggos or something. The film Uggo Bros or something. And just have them be
Jarhead.
Prison convicts, brothers.
Uggo Bros.
Uggo Bros. I don't know what's happening with me this week.
Well, I mean, I think the spanner in that works might be the fact that Patrick Swayze is dead.
No, I don't need him. Tom Gyllenhaal. And the other one, Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy.
I mean, yeah, that was mine. Those are my movies right there, Buddy, Buddy, Buddies, and Road.
So the movie. Do you have anything else?
Of course I do. I've got two things. I've got one American thing and one British thing, and I've been watching telly because I follow the rules, right?
Shots fired.
Say movie/TV podcast.
I'm joking. I am just as guilty of talking about films as anybody else. So my first pick is Girls 5 Ever. Sounds like it's crap, but hear me out.
Girl band.
Yes. So it's about this girl band who were famous in the early noughts, and they released a very inappropriate song on September the 10th, 2001, that killed their career. It was something about being a pilot and flying a plane into their heart. Anyway, they get a song sampled by this rapper, and one of the band hears it on the radio. So they decide to try and get the band back together to see if, like, they get asked to perform in the background with this guy as, like, a kind of cute little, like, reminiscence thing, nostalgia thing on Fallon. And then from there, they decide that they're going to give it another go, but they're all in their 40s. So it's quite, it's interesting. But it's Sarah Bareilles, I think she's called. She's quite a well-known singer and actress. And Busy Phillips and a couple of other actresses who are names I can't remember, but it's like it's American, it's fun. It's produced by Tina Fey, so it's got kind of 30 Rock vibes. It's very self-aware, self-referential about the music business and, you know, how it, you know, MTV and how the music industry treats women that are of a certain age. And it's he says, because one of them was more famous than the rest of them, so they kind of have to persuade her to come on board.
Victoria Beckham.
Right. Kind of, yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of Spice Girls vibes. There's a lot of stuff like that. Right. But loads of good guest stars as well. Like, they have some because it's set in New York as well, so they have some quite New York guest stars. And I just thought it's really nice. It's got good songs in it. It's got good guest stars like, what's his name? There's a lot of Broadway stars in it as well. So the guy who was in Girls, and he's a big Broadway star whose name I can't remember. Girls. It will come to me.
But Tina Fey tends to be a good hand.
A safe pair of hands for steering. I'm going to think of his name. Sorry, it's going to annoy the hell out of me. I won't be able to think about anything else. Andrew Rannells.
Oh, okay.
So one of them is like a Christian influencer with her husband that only comes to stay with them 1 week a month, and the other four he's in Miami following his career.
Yeah.
And then there's one of them who is like a mother and living at home, another one who's now a dentist and doesn't want anything to do with it, but then she gets drawn in, and yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's really sweet. A lot about friendship, a lot about kind of looking out for each other, and really funny parody songs as well.
Yeah. Netflix, correct?
Netflix, yeah.
Series?
Yep, 3 series, I think, so far.
Yeah, quite a bit. Wow. Right, I'm going to have to go watch this now. I did look at the trailer and go, oh, that looks quite funny.
It's very funny. It's very good. It's very self-aware. All the, you know, it's Tina Fey's involved, so it's very self-aware, very self-referential. Very much a show about in the entertainment industry. So, yeah, I enjoyed that. Liked it a lot. The other thing that I want to recommend is Things You Should Have Done.
I heard of this.
Which is on iPlayer. And 6 episodes, half an hour each. Really, I've watched it all today. And it's she's a TikToker, YouTuber person called Lucci. She's called Chi, but her name is Lucia. And it's such a ridiculous premise. So she is, in the first episode, their mum and dad are trying to get her to come out of the house, and she's like saying, sorry, but I'm really more of a stay-at-home daughter. And she's like very, very kind of droll, very softly spoken, but very like, she's very spacey. She's very out there. Yeah. And basically her, it sounds really depressing, but her parents die in a car accident. And she gets left their house, but the condition is that she does the things that she hasn't done yet. Like there's a condition on the her getting house. So she's got a list of things that her parents wrote her that she has to do. So the first one's like learn how to drive. Huh. So it's things like learn how to drive, get a job, all this stuff. But it's just about watching this young woman who doesn't have a clue about life trying to manage a home. But she's got like a, so the other characters in it are her auntie, her mum's sister, who's really pissed off that she's got the house. So she's like running interference on her getting to keep it. And her brother, her uncle and her step cousin, she keeps introducing everybody as. But like all along the series, she's picking up all these different people. Like, so she finds a driving instructor and all of a sudden the driving instructor's her friend. And he gets invited to everything. And it's just, she's like really unique, got a really funny, like a really good voice, as in like a good comedic voice. Like she's just very dry, very funny, like a really good character study. And it's just really warm and really sweet as well. I really liked it and I really recommend it. Like I think I'm all for new talent on the BBC and getting people who are like doing well online into more mainstream entertainment.
Yeah.
I don't know. You might have seen her on YouTube and Facebook and stuff. She does the videos about the Primark design team having a meeting and like what we really, really need is just like loads of t-shirts with just like random things written on them.
That's what they do.
The cousin, her auntie is played by the woman that played the friend in Am I Being Unreasonable. Do you remember she had the friend?
I think
she's called Celine something. Yeah, she plays really the aunt, she plays the auntie. And but yeah, there's not really that many big names in it either apart from the main characters, so it's just like it works quite nicely on the cast it does have. But
it's
always
nice to see loads of new faces coming through as well.
Loads of new faces, loads of new writers, and just really funny. And quite sweet as well in places. Like there's a couple of times when you're a bit, oh, wee sausage. So yeah, those are my picks.
Alright, okay.
Enjoy them.
We will.
I did start a 3-body problem as well today, but I don't know enough about it.
Hey, I'm going to get on that, Helen. Getting on that, by the way.
It's on the list.
So, looking forward to that.
I've got a 3 bollocks problem. Haha, no, I'm joking. Right, anyway, so 3 body problem. That's
a bit. So, there's just to say as well for the
why does that sound like a threesome comedy?
There's a bit. She like does. There's these little like skits in between. So there's a bit where like Ellie Goulding teaches her how to make a cup of tea, but there's another bit as well where she's like pretending to be somebody's bollocks, and there's like pictures of her face over the bollocks and they're talking to her. It's very funny.
Yeah,
Sounds a bit like Juice, where it just goes off on the side for 5 seconds and just does outrageous stuff.
It does its own thing for a couple of minutes, but it's usually her like hallucinations.
Free
and she's
body.
Like, who are you, Ellie Goulding? I'm here to make you, teach you how to make a cup of tea. What are you doing? I'm Ellie Goulding. And it's just like... Anyway.
Free body problem does sound like a threesome romantic comedy, though.
Yeah, it does. This is when I went to see my friends play a gig on Wednesday, and they were saying that they're having a dry rider, which means there's no alcohol on their rider. Yeah. And that also sounds like
like a
sex comedy with somebody in it that's not allowed to have sex or something.
Okay.
Like 40 Days and 40 Nights.
Oh, that's you remember a good that movie. One.
Oh yeah,
that's a great movie. I love that movie. Josh Harriet. And,
Josh something, yeah. Josh Hartnett. That's it. I can't remember his name.
And the chick from It's a Knight's Tale, she was the princess in A Knight's Tale. Can't remember.
Shannon Sossaman.
Sausageman.
That's the one. She disappeared, didn't she?
Yeah, witness protection.
Well, no. The thing is that
it's a joke.
I think any actress that was moderately successful at that time and then disappeared, you can probably guess that they didn't do the right favours for the right people, right? So their career got sabotaged, which is really sad.
Unfortunately, yeah.
So I'm guessing that's what happened there.
Good on her for sticking to her things.
Sticking to her guns. Well, I hope that's what happened.
Should we wrap this?
I don't hope that's what happened.
She's still
alive. I hope she was in a position where she could stick to her guns and be safe and alive. That's what I hope.
She's still alive. So, would you like to wrap it up so we can all go to sleep?
All right. Give us a shout on squareicesin at gmail.com or at twitter.com, whichever one floats your boat. I know it's not Twitter anymore. Don't write in. I don't care. As long as Elon Musk dead names his child, I'll be dead naming his website.
Okay. And there's a Facebook group and there's an email address and all that, and just get involved in everything. Troy, do you want to haul yourself?
Yes, Legible 101, Who's Reactions, Pop Culture stuff on there as well. You can check me out. And like, share, subscribe, press the notification bell, and follow us, Square Out Syndrome. We know what to do. Spotify, baby, all day. We know what to do.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Fuck iTunes. No, not fuck iTunes. We like iTunes. Oh. So, we're wrapping it up now. That's it for this week. So, we will be back next week when you all wish that you hadn't eaten all that chocolate. Anyway, so, it's goodbye for me.
Bye for me.
Oh, and bye for me.
And the lesson of today's episode was, when you take anal, you will always walk like a jockey. Bye-bye, children.